Have your Bibles with you today. You will want to open them, please, to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 12. And if you are using the Bible provided for you in the book rack, you will find the portion of the Word at which we are going to look today on page 1204. As you turn in your Bibles to the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, we remind you that we have been studying in these morning meetings the Gospel of Matthew verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we have been following the suggestion that Matthew was commissioned to write the story concerning the King of the Jews. So we have been emphasizing the truth which is in Matthew's Gospel, some of it peculiar to him, as he emphasizes the fact that Jesus Christ was born King of the Jews. We have noticed of late how the king sent out his messengers to proclaim the fact that his kingdom was at hand. And we have noticed the response to that message. In the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, we have noticed the open opposition on the part of the Pharisees concerning the authority of the king. As a matter of fact, we gave you a survey of that chapter, suggesting to you that in the first 21 verses, the Pharisees challenged the authority of the king over the Sabbath day. In verses 22 through 37, the Pharisees challenged the authority of the king over demons. And in verses 38 through 45, the Pharisees challenged the authority of the Son of the King to be called the Son of God. Today, we want to center our thinking on the paragraph which begins with verse 22 and concludes with verse 37, where the Pharisees challenged the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over demons. I would like for you to follow in your Bibles as we read this portion of the Word today. Notice the paragraph which begins with verse 22. Then was brought unto Jesus one possessed with a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed, and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth cast out demons, but by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except first he bind the strong man? Then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this age nor in the age to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And we stop in our reading there, for this portion of the word describes the challenge of the Pharisees to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over demons. And this is what we want to think with you about today. Did Christ have authority over the demons? What is the source of that authority? The reason the Pharisees challenged the Lord Jesus Christ in this area was because of an acclaim that was rendered by the people when he performed the miracle described in verse 22. There was brought unto him one possessed with a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. The miracle which the Lord Jesus Christ performed so stirred the hearts of the common people that they cried out, as is indicated in the 23rd verse, "Is not this the son of David?" We must ask ourselves today why. The healing of the Lord, the blind man and the dumb man provoked such a response on the part of the common people in view of what we find down in the 27th verse. "And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out demons, by whom do your children," a better word is students, "by whom do your students cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges." The students of the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, had been casting out demons. As a matter of fact, it was a common practice for individuals to cast out demons in that day. Do you recall that when the Apostle Paul cast demons out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, who said to Paul, "Sell us that magic power you have. It's simpler than what we are doing," because they thought that Paul was exercising some kind of magic power to exorcise demons from individuals whom he met. For these individuals about whom we are thinking today did cast out demons, but they did it with occult powers. They did it with magic roots and wands and wavings of hands. And when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to this man possessed of a demon causing his blindness and his dumbness, and the man was liberated, the people were amazed. So unusual was this work on the part of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Spirit of God, in using a word which our English translators have translated by our English word amazed, chose to use the word exestanto, which very liberally translated is stood out of themselves. Now, we have a colloquial expression that is somewhat akin to this today. When we talk of someone being very much surprised, overwhelmed with what happened, we say their eyes literally bugged out. Now, of course, we know there was no literal change in the physical condition of their eyes, but they were so amazed at what happened, we express it in that way. And this is exactly the situation when the Lord Jesus Christ performed the miracle to which we make reference. This was different, nothing which they had ever seen before. And so they ask the question, "Is not this the son of David?" Why would this question stir up such animosity on the part of the Pharisees? Well, the answer is a very simple one to all Jews. The Son of David was the messianic title which was to be ascribed to the individual who was known as the Messiah. As a matter of fact, when the Lord Jesus Christ made his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, you will recall that the people cried out, "Hail to the Son of David," for they recognized Jesus of Nazareth as their Messiah. And when the title was given, "Is not this the son of David?" the Pharisees were overwhelmed. Not because the people knew that he was the son of David, for the question was phrased in the original text in such a fashion that it would demand a negative answer. So really, the translation of the text could be, "Could not this be the son of David? Maybe it is. Maybe it is he for whom we are waiting." They were not speaking with certainty, but they were speaking with such wonder that the Pharisees knew that if this expression was not nipped in the bud, something drastic would happen, and this fellow, as they called him, would be acclaimed indeed the son of David, the promised Messiah. The Pharisees could not deny the miracle which had been performed. It had been performed openly, and the evidence was too great. So all they could do was level an accusation at this fellow in order to rob him of all credibility. And in their sheer desperation, they leveled an accusation at the Son of the Living God, which would eventually result in their own downfall. For you will recall what they said in verse 24. When they heard the acclaim of the people, they said, "This fellow doth not cast out demons, but by Beelzebub, the prince of demons." "Yes, he has cast out demons. We wouldn't argue with that," they said, "but it does not prove he is the Son of God. It proves rather that he is in league with Beelzebub."